Hello, everyone. I am Matt Williamson, and I couldn't be happier with how round one went for the Steelers. I told you guys many times that the offensive tackle, Troy Fatanu from Washington, was basically a run-to-the-podium player. I thought Fuaga, Latham, and him were all no-brainers at 20. I'm not going to spend a ton of time breaking down the player. We've done a lot of that. But he was my ninth, when it was all said and done, my ninth-ranked player on my Steeler-only big board. Give him a 20. And you guys are going to enjoy this player. I mean, I firmly believe that if he was 6'5", 6'6", he would have fought Joe Alt for best offensive tackle, to first offensive tackle to come off the board. He is probably the best athlete and the nastiest of all the top, you know, 3-5 round, whatever, maybe in the whole draft. He's a little short, but that's the only reason he's still there. He has long arms. He has unbelievably quick feet. I didn't realize he and his dad and his family are huge Steeler fans, huge Polamalu fans. He plays with such an edge, and he is a tackle, folks. What's nice is if he doesn't work out there, I think he'd be an excellent guard or even center. But he's a tackle. He's a tackle. Now, they have three left tackles at the moment in Dan Moore, Broderick Jones, and the Rook. One of them's going to move to the right side. And maybe Dan Moore's now trade bait. Who knows? I mean, see how the rest of things go. But this player, I urge you to go to YouTube and just check it out, because I've been saying all night that there aren't many offensive linemen that Joe Average fan, no offense, would get a kick out of watching. He's definitely one of them. He's pretty unorthodox. He does some crazy stuff. But he is a joy to watch. He honestly looks like a running back athlete out there. I mean, he stands out. And unlike some tackles in this draft, you know, like, for example, Mims from Georgia only had 104 true pass blocks reps at Georgia. Well, he's had well over 1,200. You know, so he's experienced. They're on a team that throws the ball a lot in a pro style, one of the most pro style offenses in all of college football. If you don't know, Washington's offensive coordinator, University of Washington, became the Seahawks offensive coordinator this year. So translatable stuff that he is doing. I do think he'll be the one to move the right tackle, but we don't have to answer that question yet. Let's see how the rest of the draft goes and all that good stuff. I honestly couldn't be happier, more satisfied with how this could have went. And sure helped that six quarterbacks went before the Steelers picked, and an unbelievable run of offensive players. But again, this was a run to the podium pick. And I'm sure a couple of you guys would prefer they took Barton. I honestly don't think it was all that close. I mean, this was, it's just a much more difficult player to find. And centers will come. I bet we have this conversation tomorrow about center possibilities. So again, the athleticism, the nastiness, the position value all add up to being exactly what I wanted out of the 20th pick. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs. With in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props, experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BLEAVE, B-L-E-A-V, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Two other little topics I want to bring up. mostly this is all about the first round pick, but we've talked about him a lot and I adore him. So the Steelers now pick 51 and we are at 33, of course. There's 32 picks in the board on the already out there. Two of which players available stand out to me that I'm sure stand out to you is Powers Johnson and Zach Frazier. And if one of those two centers goes immediately, I don't think you try to trade up to 35, 36. But if they both fall for a while and then one comes off the board, maybe I would strongly consider moving up from 51 to 45 or whatever to grab one of those two and really complete your offensive line. I think Frazier is going to go ahead of Powers Johnson, but beauty's in the eye of the beholder a little bit with that. And I think there's an outside chance that Powers Johnson gets to 51. It's possible. Now, there's some other really good players available. And Cooper DeJean, I can't imagine lasts much longer. Adonai Mitchell, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jerzon Newton, Ladd McConkey, Enos Rakestraw, Kingsley Suamataya. He's one that the Steelers would not be interested in that list because he's a tackle. Junior Colston, Jonathan Brooks. I don't think those guys are going to be high on the list either. Maybe a Roman Wilson or a Keon Coleman to go along with McConkey and Mitchell at receiver. Maybe. Again, I don't think the tackles will be in play, but Powers Johnson and Frazier. I do think Christian Haynes from UConn could play center. He's listed as a guard almost everywhere. I really like Chris Jenkins, a D lineman, for his fit with the Steelers as well. He would be attractive. Edge rushers won't be really in play. Neither will linebackers, but it'd be nice to see Cooper and Colson, maybe Peyton Wilson, fall off the board. I mentioned DeJean and McKinstry and Rakestraw. Maybe a Max Melton, a Mike Sanistrill. Probably not TJ Tampa or Kwame Lassiter, but they're good players. I don't think a safety would be in play either for the Steelers. So I just named a lot of players there. And they really need to come up with another list of 15 to 20 names, which I probably got to there real easily, that you'd be happy taking at 51 or a slight trade up or a slight trade down. So again, I think the first round went really well for the Steelers. There were some of my favorite receivers that fell off the board late in the first round, though. And that might be problematic in order to get the guys you want on day two. However, I think we have to note that one of those players, Ricky Pearsall, went to San Francisco. San Francisco leads the league in 21 personnel with just two receivers on the field. They're not taking Pearsall to be the third receiver. They're taking him as a starter, which greatly implies to me that Ayuk or maybe Deebo Samuel is on the move. There was more rumblings this morning, Thursday morning, that maybe they would trade Deebo now, sign Ayuk. And I've always kind of thought that was more logical. But we're seeing wide receiver contracts go crazy the last couple of days. A.J. Brown's making $32 million a year. Amon-Ra St. Brown's making $30 million. That's the numbers Ayuk's going to want, which might have also driven those price down, which is possibly why the Niners did not get a first-round pick for him, but maybe they'll get a day-two pick for him, maybe from the Steelers. I do believe that Deebo would be cheaper for the Steelers if they were to go down the San Francisco receiver rabbit hole. I think you could get him for cheaper, and you would not have to extend him. It'd be a really interesting fit here with Pickens. I mean, I think that's something to very strongly consider. I also think Cortland Sutton could certainly be in play. So I do get the feeling, a good feeling, that a veteran receiver and a name you'll know will be added to this team. And that's not any inside information from being in the facility the whole time. It's just the hunch I get in reading the tea leaves and this Niner situation implies to me that one of those guys will move. So again, really successful day one of the draft for the Steelers. They got their guy. They got my favorite guy, basically that was possible. And all those quarterbacks fell. There's a lot left to pick from on day two. I'm sure they're going to address corner. They're definitely going to address wide receiver. I think center is absolutely in the cards as well. Even if it's a third round pick, not a slam dunk Frazier Powers Johnson type. But that's what I got for today. I'm recording this late at night, and I'm pretty exhausted. I was on the air for 7 hours today or something, whatever it was. And I will be for the rest of the weekend. Check me out there. Drop me a line on Twitter @WilliamsonNFL. Take care, guys. Good stuff.